make sure I'm on track too.
All right, we're sitting here with
Jeremy Allison, and I'm the co-author of Samba.
And also these gentlemen?
I'm Volker Lindeke from Germany. I'm a member of the Samba team, German branch of the Samba team.
I'm from Italy. I'm Simo Sorcio, a member of the Samba team.
So, as you can see, the Samba team is quite international. It's actually, the headquarters is based in Australia, but we have members on just about all continents, I think.
And what exactly does the are you folks involved in doing?
Okay, Samba is, you could call it the glue that binds Windows clients and Linux machines together. It actually acts as a completely compatible Windows file and print server and authentication server that allows you to replace Microsoft Windows servers with Linux machines and have the clients, the Microsoft Windows desktops, see absolutely no difference. As far as they're concerned, all that's happened is that their file server got more reliable and usually somewhat faster. And the other nice thing about using Samba as your file server for Windows clients is that you don't have to pay for the Microsoft client access licenses that you have to buy when you're running Windows NT Server.
What kind of savings does that actually equate to?
Well, it can be quite considerable for a large organization. I think the client access licenses are $25 per seat. And it also means that you can, because Linux runs on much lower-end machines, it means that you can support Windows clients with old discarded hardware that otherwise would have been thrown out. That's what a lot of places like educational organizations do. Actually, Samba has gone somewhat beyond that in its early roots, and these days it's actually shipped as a commercial product, bundled in with systems from companies like Sun, IBM, Veritas, SGI, Hewlett-Packard. They all ship and support a version of Samba on their platforms.
If folks out there are actually interested in picking up on this product, where would they go and what would that be that process?
Okay, well, they should start at our website, which is samba.org. And that has the introduction with our slogan, which is opening windows to a wider world.
How would you spell that?
S-A-M-B-A, like the dance, .org. And that's our primary website. And there you can learn about the software, how to install it, who ships it, if you want to buy commercial support, not that you have to, the commercial support options you have. It also has the source code there, the archives of our mailing lists, and a bunch of technical help and how-to documents that will help you set it up and configure it for your environment.
Is it free?
Yeah, it's under the GNU GPL, and it is a free software product. It's fully source code available. All changes by any vendor must be made available back to us. And the wonderful thing about Samba is, well, my hope for it is that it will increase the use of Linux in third world countries and other areas that are just developing an IT infrastructure. And, I mean, unfortunately, they still tend to use a lot of Microsoft clients because some of the software that they want to use has only been localized on Microsoft systems. But it enables them to actually use and develop local IT expertise to put in non-Microsoft, i.e. Linux, servers on the back end. And, in fact, we've done some guesswork numbers. We believe that worldwide around 30% of all Windows clients attach to a Samba server. It's very difficult to tell. Unlike Apache, you can search for Apache out there on the World Wide Web. You can actually send probes to web servers and they will tell you what they're running. Samba, by its nature as a file server, tends to live behind a lot of corporate firewalls. So there's no way to externally probe something and find out whether it's running Samba. But we know all the Fortune 100 use it. You know, it's used by almost every educational establishment. A bit like Linux, it's kind of stealth technology that lives just about everywhere.
You mentioned Apache. So is it similar to Apache?
No, it's different from Apache. Apache serves out web pages. What Samba does is it actually serves out the core file and print services. So when you've got a Windows desktop and you look in your, let's say, your network neighborhood and you see servers in there or you see printers, commonly people think of those as Windows servers. Well, they could be Samba servers. In fact, 30% of them probably are. And so what it allows is that if you have people who are very used to using Windows on their desktop, which most non-computer people are, it allows you to stick a Linux server into that environment and for you to migrate your back-end servers from Microsoft Windows onto Linux without any disruption onto the client desktops. And that's an enormously powerful tool for people who are wanting to experiment and use Linux in their server rooms and yet don't want to disturb their current Windows desktops because they're dependent on the various applications that run on Windows.
How do you guys generate economics that supports yourself? One of the things that's been brought up is that there's the open source coding, and then there's the proprietary, and then we see it in an event like this, a lot of end user software applications being focused on that. And where does the economic generator come to keep this open code, open source code, vital so that the people that are actually writing the code can support themselves and actually perpetuate a system that's constantly maintaining and developing even stronger?
Well, let me explain how Samba came to be and economically successful. Samba was originally developed to scratch our own itches. I was working at a proprietary software vendor. I was using Windows file sharing. The solutions I had weren't very good. Andrew, who's the co-author, was developing Samba at a university. He was trying not to work on his thesis, as PhD students often do. So we ended up collaborating and lots of other people working on patches. And we ended up with a rather nice Windows file server product that started to... It was a side job. It wasn't what we were employed to do. It was something... You know, I was using it to help make my company more efficient because we weren't having to pay for licenses, but it was something I was interested in. Well, what happened is it kind of snowballed, as many open source projects do. And now what drives the economic engine behind Samba is the fact that Samba servers are actually much more scalable than Windows servers. Now, as soon as that became apparent, i.e. you can run many more clients off the same hardware, and you can scale up to running thousands of clients off one very large machine. Now, once that came to the attention of very large vendors like Sun and Silicon Graphics and IBM, it began to become extremely interesting for them because they were having to pay third-party vendors to develop Windows file server software. They had to have Windows file server software because it's a commodity. It's something you have to be in the market. And yet it gave no real advantage to any of the companies to keep paying separate concerns or develop it themselves, as some of them did. So when Samba came along and proved itself to be a robust, scalable solution, most of them jumped on the bandwagon sooner rather than later. And at that point, it's in their economic interest to keep the product going. So I work for vendors like that. I've worked for Silicon Graphics. I've worked for Sun. You know, a lot of the Samba team. Simo, I think you're at university right now? Or
No, sorry. I'm going to run a firm. I'm building my company, providing services, yeah. Mainly providing solutions based on Samba and other open source solutions.
And
this is my job.
Maybe you could talk about your company.
I'm in the consulting business as well, and I'm doing a lot of training, I'm doing deployment. Samba as a server as such is very easy to set up. But once you have particular setups to extreme in one direction, many clients, large servers, then there are bits and pieces that you have to tweak specially. And then that's the point where special knowledge comes in, and I'm trying to provide that. And I think I can make a living out of that.
So that seems to be the transition here, is that now that you have a good piece of software that's being implemented in a large audience, so to speak, you generate your economics by just servicing that.
And the magic is the GPL, the GNU Public License. That's what makes the code freely available. It prevents any of these companies, because if Samba had been under a license like BSD or under any of those licenses, any of those companies could have taken it and taken it proprietary and developed a proprietary product with it and not given their changes back to the Samba community of developers. But because Samba is available under the GNU GPL, they're not allowed to do that. Any changes that are being made must go back to the wider community. And it enforces the sharing. Now, we've had significant contributions of code and effort and documentation from these companies because it's in their economic interest to do so, because it helps service their customers. And their economics drive from selling servers. The software is something that enables them to sell the servers that they make their money on. So Samba has been a great enabling product, and essentially we live in that infrastructure, providing services and developing the code that allow people to use it.
Okay, once again, I'm speaking with
Jeremy Allison, and I'm the co-author of Samba.
And where can people find more information about that?
That, again, is our website, is the best place to go to. When you first go to that website, you get a list of mirrors, and that will take you to a local a mirror that is local to your area on net, so you won't be sending all your traffic necessarily directly to the US. And the website is Samba, S-A-M-B-A, .org.
And?
I'm Volker Lindeke. I'm from Germany, member of the Samba team.
You have a website over there with as well?
I maintain a German translation of parts of the website. It is samba.sernet.de, where you can find German German information on Samba, things that people in Germany are interested in.
I'm Gay. I'm Simo from Italy. I'm one of the Samba team developers. I actually run the backtracking system for Samba, and that's my work for the Samba team, also providing some patches for the software. I'm also run a consulting for developing, deploying Samba servers. That's all.
If people wanted to get in touch with you, how would they do that?
Oh, it's simply I'm listed on the Samba server. You can get in touch with me by my mail. It is idra@samba.org.
Okay. All right, guys.